good person.
Everybody doing well?
Well.
I have two requests. Actually, one request and one piece of information. The request is that for all of us who have cell phones, if you either turn it off or put it on silence, please, so that it doesn't go off during the event. The other thing is a piece of information. I know all of you, or most of you, know Jerry and Cricket all, and Jerry was did a little song for us earlier today. Cricket is a very gifted writer, as well as a wonderful spiritual director and sister in the Lord and secular Franciscan. And she's just written a brand new book. And some copies of that book are available in room 2A, where Brett Thoman has his display on St. Francis pilgrimages. So if you're interested in her book, at some point you could go in there, take a look. And I think Brett is handling the situation. I think it's $8 or something like that. Anyways, in order to try to keep us on time this evening, I'd like to go right into our program, which is to introduce the new council. We had a very long chapter of elections. Father Linus had his bullwhip keeping us moving. And before I introduce the new council, I would like to ask the old council, those who are officially, I know, those who are officially outgoing as of tomorrow's Mass when we install the new council. I'd like to ask them to come forward. Hopefully they're here. My Vice Minister, Frank Massey, our Treasurer, Greg Savold, our Secretary, Christine Washington, our Formation Director, Faye Martin, Area 1 Councilors, John Knippel, Willie Guadalupe, Area 2 Councilors, Charles Meyer, Sarah Nell Boggs, and Area 3 Councilors, Paula Zanka and Dorothy Ann Rowland. And I'd like to show those. Now, as you'll see in a few minutes, the new council, we are very blessed, consists of a number of the members of the old or the outgoing council. The members of the outgoing council wanted to sort of have their farewell to all of us and to welcome the new council. And they would like to do a rendition of All Creatures of Our God and King. Okay? Now, please give them your attention. Are you ready?
Kazoo to you.
as you can see, the newly elected council has a tough act to follow. It's my pleasure to introduce our new council. And to say to those on the outgoing council how much I really appreciated all of their support and prayers over the past 3 years. It's been a wonderful council, and I look forward to another wonderful council going forward in this region. And so the new council, Minister Jerry Rousseau, Vice Minister Paula Zanka, Secretary Christine Washington, Treasurer Greg Savold, Formation Director Sarah Nell Boggs, and we've elected two councilors for each area. The area one councilors, I'm pleased to introduce some new faces, Julie Lorenz and Barbara Garrison. Barbara, there she is. Barbara's doing double duty. She's still working the registration desk. Area 2 counselors, Charles Meyer and Dorothy Ann Rowland. And Area 3 counselors, one old face, one new face. Marie Stefan and Frank Massey. Your new Regional Executive Council, Brothers and Sisters of St. Francis Region. And our ongoing Regional Spiritual Assistant, Father Linus DeSantis. While they're being congratulated, I'm gonna turn a little bit serious note. And the serious note is this, and many of you have heard me say this. When we did the nuts and bolts of new councils workshops, we reminded everyone that you as a council, and that means all of you here, you all elected this council because your ministers are the ones who voted for them. And so you have a responsibility to support, to pray, and to assist this council going forward in the next 3 years. Their responsibility back to you is to pray and support and assist all of you. And together, we can continue to grow not only the region, but to grow the Secular Franciscan Order, and to give glory to God. So I look forward to your prayers and support for the next 3 years, and I assure you that we will likewise be praying for all of you. God bless everyone.
My sisters and brothers, you have proved yourselves as very good Catholics. And the way in which you did that, very honestly, when a basket came your way, you didn't think twice. You looked for your wallet or your pocketbook, and you pulled something out and you put it in. What that was about, which was unusual, I'm sure that one or the other of you may have winced and said, what is this about? They've never taken a collection before. It was my oversight. In order to supplement the cost of the spiritual assistant program, I was asked to have you give consideration to contributing to the support of that program. And without being caught off guard, and many of you not having your wallet, but we will give you an opportunity to get it. You contributed $614.30. So I've got one hand off or from around my neck, one hand of Greg Sebald from around my neck. He's not squeezing too hard. And I mean that. We will give those of you who didn't have the opportunity, I'm not pushing the issue, we won't pass the basket as such. We will leave it at the doors. And those of you who were not able to contribute today, if it's so in your mind and in your heart, we ask that you would give consideration to supporting that particular venture. Now, as an administrator, I too would think and step back and say, well, look, they just published the financial report, and it all balances out. That's true. But because it's a new program and because it's very involved and there's a good deal of travel and housing and meals, which we're looking to change to reduce that cost, this past year it was a bit of a burden. So we're looking to not so much make up, but to have some wiggle room with texts and housing and possible meals. But as I say, we'll be looking for sites which will be reduced in cost from what we're currently using. So I ask your consideration. And already some people have submitted their profile, or, I asked them to give their name and address, and maybe I spoke about a few other elements, what we're looking for in spiritual assistance. But we will be publishing a profile as to what we're looking for. So to be honest with you, and you honest with us, so that we know that as you are maybe discerning as being a spiritual assistant, so that you're looking at the qualities and the characteristics that are appropriate to that particular office. You're all good. It's just a matter for any one of us to find where we are to be. So where God is calling us to serve. So it's a time of discernment. It's a time of reflection. It's a time of grace. Thank you.
I understand that Father Linus missed the song that somehow was a little bit dedicated to him. So we thought we would want to do it now. We've got about 10 minutes before the next part of our program. So if all of you would join in, I'm going to ask our dear brother Jerry All to come forward, catch him off guard for a change. And have him come up and see if he will do an encore of the famous Ridgecrest song. Everybody should have one of these. And I would, it's a privilege and an honor to turn this over to Mick Lean from the St. Michael of the Archangel Fraternity in Spartanburg for our memorial for our deceased members. Jim Johnson is going to lead it. Does he need the?
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Tonight, we, the brothers and sisters of St. Francis Region, are here to remember those members who we have lost this past year. When I call the name of the deceased, will a member of that fraternity please come forward to light a candle in their memory? The first person to be remembered, we lost only about 10 days ago. That is Louise Friedman, OFS, passed July 24th, 2013. If we could have someone from Padre Pio fraternity please come forward. Helen Williamson, OFS, lost April 20th, 2013. St. Joseph Cupertino Fraternity from Bessemer, Alabama.
The weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, so
Veronica Zuris, OFS, October 10th, 2012, from Immaculate Conception Fraternity in Jonesboro, Georgia. Carol Tyler, OFS, August 17th, 2012, Franciscan Martyrs of Soroki Brief Fraternity in Blairsville, Georgia. Rebecca Staley, OFS, November the 1st, 2012, Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary Fraternity from Hilton Head, South Carolina.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look unto me. Thy morn shall rise, and all thy day be bright. I look to
Yvonne Durham, OFS, October the 4th, 2012, St. Maximilian Colby Fraternity in Charlotte, North Carolina. Marianne Wheatcraft, OFS, November the 17th, 2012. Father Solanus Casey, Fraternity, Moorhead City, North Carolina. If you will open your program. We, the members of the Brothers and Sisters of St. Francis Region of the Secular Franciscan Order, are here to offer our sympathy to those fraternities who lost one of their members, as well as to the families, friends, and relatives of those deceased.
A reading from Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. Man cannot hit on the right time to act. There is an appointed time for everything, and a time for every affair under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot the plant. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to be far from embraces. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to be silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. What advantage has the worker from his toil? I have considered the task which God has appointed for men to be busied about. He has made everything appropriate to its time and has put the timeless into their hearts without men's ever discovering from beginning to end the work which God has done.
All praise be yours, my Lord, through Sister Death, from whose embrace no mortal can escape.
All praise be yours, my Lord, through Sister Death, from whose embrace no mortal can escape.
All praise be yours, my Lord, through those who grant pardon for love of you and through those who endure sickness and trial. Happy are those who endure in peace for you. By you, Most High, they will be crowned.
All praise be yours, my Lord, through Sister Death, from whose embrace no mortal can escape.
Please stand for the gospel.
The Gospel according to John. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I solemnly assure you, unless the grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. The man who loves his life loses it, while the man who hates his life in this world perseveres it to life eternal. If anyone would serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there will my servant be. If anyone serves me, him the Father will honor. My soul is troubled now, yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? But it was for this that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from the sky. "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel offers much for reflection. There are two points that touch me in a deep way. When Jesus asked the question of the Father, "Father, what should I say? Let me leave me this hour, let it pass." Jesus, I can't help but think, was thinking about all those with whom he walked, those with whom he shared, those with whom he interacted to touch their lives. And not only did he touch their lives, they touched his life. Jesus became all the more human in being with us. And in that humanity, and as he approaches his final hour, he becomes so much more profoundly aware of who we are as human beings, our strengths, our weaknesses, our good points, our bad points, our hopes, our dreams, our desires, the potential within each one of us. And he realizes that he too, as a human being, has those same plans, hopes, dreams, desires, and everything good that he would love to ply and love to share with us, with those with whom he walked on life's journey at that time. But his call was to fulfill. And in order to fulfill what he had to do for us, he had to die. And so he did. But as we know, that wasn't the end. And as it wasn't the end for him, it is not the end for us. His modeling of dying and rising is to be our end exit from this earth to the next life. As the preface reads, life is not ended, it is changed, and it becomes eternal. We honor our sisters and brothers as they have passed from our side, from our life, from our sight, from our experience. But as you know better than I, as well as I, those of you who knew these individuals in fraternity, knew them personally, knew their goodness, knew their cooperation and all that was good about them, and maybe some of the faults or shortcomings also, as a human being, very understandable. What I would encourage you to do, those of you who knew these individuals well, in order to honor their memory, there has to be some particular characteristic, some particular trait that they possessed that touched you, that made an impact, that inspired you, that gave you that sense that is good. And maybe unspoken, but in your admiration, in that inspiration, you thought to yourself, I would like to have more of that as part of me. And my sisters and brothers, I would encourage you to tease out one of those strengths, one of those characteristics, one of those traits which you found inspiring, helpful, supportive, complementary, and to build on that, to incorporate that in your own, to your own personality, so that this person will never die to you. This person will always be with you. And you will feel the presence. You will know the good, and you will love better. Jesus died and rose, and we celebrate that. The goodness that has been left with us of these individuals was that grain of wheat which fell to the ground and died to itself, so that it might produce much fruit. And we have benefited from their presence.
The Lord Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even if they die, will live. And every living person who puts faith in me will never suffer eternal death. Let us pray to him for our dear brothers and sisters. Lord Jesus, you raise to life those who sleep in death. Give them life eternal. Our deceased brothers and sisters receive your body and blood. May they find a place at table with you at the heavenly banquet.
Lord, have mercy.
Our deceased brothers and sisters are united with us in the Franciscan family. Grant them all that was promised by our seraphic father, St. Francis.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember us, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord Jesus Christ, we trust in you and hope in your glorious resurrection. Hear our prayers for our deceased brothers and sisters, whom you have called to yourself, and grant them eternal life. We praise and glorify you, who live in perfect trinity and simple unity, with the Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever.
Amen.
All raise their right hand toward the memorial table. Together pray. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he show his face to you and be merciful to you. May he turn his countenance to you and give you peace. May the Lord bless you, dear departed brothers and sisters. Thanks be to God.
Everyone is dismissed to go to the social and to continue sharing with one another.